Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Police Federation of Northern Ireland is calling for frontline officers to be issued with tasers after the attempted murder of two members of the PSNI in Belfast in the early hours of this morning. A man in his 20s has been arrested. PSNI Assistant Chief Constable Bobby Singleton said the two officers were attacked with knives while attending a call out. One was stabbed in the neck. A second officer was slashed in the face. Claire Hannah is SDLP MP for South Belfast. She's on the line. Thanks for taking our call this lunchtime, Claire Hannah. This was a pretty horrifying attack. A man arrested in connection with what's been described as an attempted murder of these officers.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. The police have a decent presence in this neighbourhood. It is community policing, and they're public servants doing their job. And I suppose, like unlike the rest of us, they have to go towards dangers like that. And I think it underlines the growing demand and the complexity of the calls that police are handling. So many of which are related to mental health issues, and in many cases, they are picking up the slack of political and public service failures in that mm-hmm. area in terms of health and mental health. And of course, in general, not in this incident in Northern Ireland, they're policing our failure to get to grips with sectarian issues as well.
And each police officer, when they attend a call such as this, really has no idea what they might be facing. In this case, it would seem somebody armed with a knife intent on doing them harm.
Yes, I've spoken to senior officers, and I think that the call itself had begun and been proceeding in a more, I suppose, a calmer manner, and then it just turned, and exactly that. They don't know which cases are going to go that way. It is worth saying we've made big, massive progress, actually. Policing really is one of the great successes of the peace process, so to speak, and about creating community policing. And this is a police service that, as a matter of course, was armed and no longer is. And if you look at the currents and discussions around the world about policing, that's something to be celebrated and protected as much as possible. But police officers are human. They are stretched. In fact, the police have announced hundreds of cuts of officer numbers due to financial pressures just this week. So I'm sure the police are feeling very unloved and under pressure, but we need to reduce the complexity of the cases that they're having to respond to, and that's going to involve addressing all of the things that contribute to crime and the dislocation and in communities.
All right. Claire Hannah, SDLP MP, thank you very much for talking to us.